This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rasmus, are you happy to be here, or what are your feelings right now?
Yeah, I'm happy to be back. Summer was really good, and can't wait to get back to work.
Are you surprised to be here?
You know, I've been here 6 years and seen this business. You never know where you will be next week or next month. And when I'm back home, you know, it's easy to go away from hockey and not worry about things you can't control. And now I'm here, and I'm happy, and I'm ready to go, like I said.
Did you request a trade?
Conversations me and Jason have had, it's going to stay between us.
You did express some unhappiness and maybe hint that a change of scenery might be better for you. Is that a fair assessment of what you told the media there back home?
Yeah, I had the interview back home, and I was just explaining personally how I felt. And you know, when you have rough years like I've had here last 6 years, and you know, you don't win much, and that's what you want. You know, things get rough, and you know, you get pissed. And I was just telling that year wasn't easy for me, and wasn't blaming anyone else than, you know, myself. You know, I'm hard on myself, and that's about it.
You say that you never know in this business about next week or next month. Do you expect to be here next week or next month?
I can't control that, so I don't need to really worry about it. I'm here now. And I guess I will be here tomorrow. I'll get the schedule and ready to work.
I'm sure that it can, you know, your passion for hockey can maybe, you know, wane when you guys are losing. But where do you kind of sit right now heading into camp? Are you excited? I mean, are you still, you know, have that fire? Because I'm sure with losing can sort of be disappointing. And
yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. I'm in a great shape, and you know, just want to get better and help this team right now to go to playoffs. And you know, it's nice to see all the guys after a long summer. And you know, when the summer is so long, you get so excited when you can put your hockey gear back.
What gives you hope that things will change here?
I like our team, the additions we made this summer. I think the team is even stronger than it was last year. And last year, you know, when things clicked those couple months, we were in top of the league, so that gives you a lot of hope.
What have you learned about Ralph talking with him over the past several months?
He's got a lot of experience. He's been all over the map, and we have had great discussions with him, and I'm excited to work with him.
Does his presence make you comfortable coming back? I mean, are you excited to work with him?
Yeah, like I said, I'm really excited, and, you know, I like his plans for us and for the future and the system he tries to get us in.
If you reflect back to when you signed your current contract and how excited everybody was about the future, Jack was coming and all this stuff, but as you reflect back, this isn't really what you signed up for. In some ways, continuing to lose and the way the last couple of seasons have gone. How frustrating has that been for you?
Yeah, I mean, losing is frustrating for sure, but I feel like the way I think it's when you go through tough times and losing, I feel like it makes me and makes us stronger and make us, you know, respect the win more, and you know, you gotta earn it.
So what did you learn personally, and how do you avoid what happened at the end of the second half of last season?
What I learned is, you know, just try to be as positive as you can, and you know, for me that's hard. You know, I'm pretty passionate and love winning, so I kind of get pissed off and kind of I'm really hard on myself.
What do you have to do to be better?
Be a better hockey player.
about how do you become a better hockey player. Certainly, you want to be better than you were last year. We all know that.
Yeah.
What do you have to do to be better?
You know, I just got to work on my game, man. And, you know, started this summer. I'm in better shape. I feel better on the ice. And that's the, you know, maybe in previous first few years, I was in great shape, but maybe didn't, you know, help me on the ice that much. So I've changed my training, and I feel better on the ice. And now, you know, when we are here, try to work with Ralph and, you know, all the other coaches. And, you know, I know we all know that I got to work on my, especially my defensive zone game. It's not my strength, so let's make it my strength.
What can you guys do in the defensive zone to be better? Not just you, but as a team.
Talk more and be aggressive. And always we gotta be on the, you know, same page, so we know what each of us are doing out there.
How can you guys? I guess what was the reason behind some of the struggles? Is it when, you know, the losing kind of adds up, that communication breaks down? You know, when you look back at last season.
I don't really want to think too much about last year, but I know if we knew the answers, we would probably do something different. And, you know, just try to look forward and not too much in the past.
You like competition. There's 7 right-handed defensemen with NHL experience now. Where do you fit in that group, and what do you think of having that many?
I think competition is good for everyone. You know, it pushes us to be better. And we didn't make playoffs last year, so obviously you need to make changes, and you need some, add some more depth. So I like it.
Would you take pressure off of you? I mean, Dahlin is now in his second year. You get Miller, you have Joe Caharl here. Is there less pressure on you to be the 25-minute-a-game guy who has to play in every situation?
I don't think anyone else besides me make pressure for myself, and still doesn't matter if we have 2 right-handed D or 10 right-handed D. I want to push myself to be the best I can, and I'm, like I said before, I'm really hard on myself.
Would you be okay if you're still here by March?
I'm not a guesser, so let's live at the moment and go day by day.
How do you separate what, you know, going through with what Ralph's talking to you about as compared to the other four head coaches you've had since you've been here? How do you change that up? Like, from listening to Ron, to Ted, to Dan, to Phil, to now with Ralph?
I don't think the problem has been the coaching too much. I think we, as the players, we got to do better, be on the same page, and do buy in what the coach brings. And there's been a lot of different head coaches, and probably what's different between them and Ralph is that I feel Ralph has some experience, and that's what a young team like us, we need.
How does that happen, though? You said, you know, that the players need to buy in, and it hasn't really been the coaches. Like, what do you guys need to do as a team in order to buy in and get there?
I think it starts from personal level for everyone, you know. If we want to succeed and, you know, make the playoffs, you know, we all gotta be on the same page, and we gotta all push together to the same direction.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.